We're very blessed at VMK and today to welcome our preacher this morning. Ramcham Thanga is a layperson. Ram is a layperson, but a long-time church worker with the Methodist Church in Myanmar. He worked for what would be the equivalent of our National Assembly as a mission planter, supporting the mission of the church and the outreach of the national church. So we welcome Ram to come this morning to share with us the word of God.
Good morning, everyone. When to hey can talk about something I don't need to hear. First of all, I thank God for being given us this beautiful opportunity to stand before you and share from the word of God. English in kasoi tamzo konga tichuan aram chanalaya afia theinan mizo English sret lo te pokon pa takin mizo tlema zong te po kan bel tura ngai taila athome. Since we're dealing with two languages in this service, most probably I will try to share more in English, but if it is necessary, then I will also add on in our language, Mizo. Let's look into the Lord in prayer. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you and praise you for this, for your loving and kindness. Thank you for loving us unconditionally in spite of our weaknesses and shortcomings. Thank you for all the blessings that you have showered upon us until today. Lord, we thank you and praise you for this beautiful opportunity that you have given us to share from your words. Lord, I pray that may your grace and mercy be sufficient for us as we're going to meditate together from your words. May you open our heart and minds and speak to us and bless us together through this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. English in and cheer to Oboka Bible Sanka. So Bible is a Kandaki. I'm putting a Sapin can cheer non lenga. Let me read again the scripture. A person that I'm going to meditate, we're going to meditate this morning, is taken from Psalms 90, as we have just, it was read just now, but let me repeat it from verse 1 to until the end, it's until 17. O Lord, in all generations you have been our home. You have always been God long before the bud of the mountains, even before you created the earth and the world. At your command we died and turned back to dust. But 1,000 years mean nothing to you. They are merely a day gone by, or a few hours in the night. You bring our lives to an end just like a dream. We are merely tender grass that sprouts and grows in the morning, but dries up by evening. Your furious anger frightens and destroys us, and you know all of our sins, even those we do in secret. Your anger is a burden each day we live. Then life ends like a sight. We can expect 70 years or maybe 80 if we are healthy. But even our best years bring trouble and sorrow. Suddenly our time is up and we disappear. No one knows the full power of your furious anger, but it is as great as the fear that we owe to you. Teach us to use wisely all the time we have. Help us, Lord. Don't wait. Pity your servants. When morning comes, let your love satisfy all our needs. Then we can celebrate and be glad for what time we have left. Make us happy for as long as you cause us trouble and sorrow. Do wonderful things for us, your servants, and show your mighty power to our children, our Lord and our God. Treat us with kindness and let all go well for us. Yeah, Psalms 90 from verses 1 to 17, we are going to based on this morning message. And I have divided these Psalms, the whole Psalms, into three categories. Number one is from verses 1 and 2, it talks about the praise of God's eternity. And verses 3 to 12, it talks about the perception of man's frailty. And from 13 to 17, it's the plea, the request, the appeal for God's mercy. And in fact, this is a prayer by Moses, the only Psalms written by the man of God, Moses, in those days. And the thrust of this magnificent prayer, the aim, the purpose of this magnificent prayer is to ask God to have mercy on frail human beings living in a sin-cursed universe due to the effect of sins or the result of sins, as we see in Genesis chapter 3, the fallen of sins. And Moses begins the psalm with a reflection on God's eternity, as we see from verses 1 and 2, and then expresses his somber thoughts, his feeling of sadness about the sorrows and the brevity of life in their relationships to God's anger, and then concludes with a plea or a request that God would enable his people to live a significant life. And in fact, the Psalms 90 seems to have been composed as the older generations of Israelites who left from Egypt, from captivity, who had been delivered from the bondage of Egypt, were dying off in the wilderness because of their rebellion to God over and over again. We see in number 14, verses 26 to 30. Mizawin tlem kan belenga. He sam hi anin mihring te kan nun dar deb zia. Min trila. Chang khatatang chang hi kan en chuan pathian chu chuan zong zong thlenga kan chen na atia kan bible in a dwelling place atia sapin kan chen na kan in hum him na ani zia min thila ti chuan chang thuma tanga chang som pan hi kan en chuan mi hring tanun der deb zia mi hring tanun toy zia he kan dam chung kum som sri kum som riat ani apa ka chu kan dam chung po chu lung ngai na le mang an mai ani zia mo sia hin ra chiang em ema chang som pathu pathu matanga som pasriya chuan dam rei adil lawa a chang pum ha mi bung khat top chang khat ranga chang som pasri ngun taka i chiar chuan mo sia hian dam rei adil hau lawa te chuan he dam chung kum a toi zia a soi fia nuwa enge dil ti chuan he kandam chung rei lo te kanun peng tin reng hi pathian ina a riat fai vek zia pathian thin dur na tana kan man thin zia a riat awangin mo si hen enge a dil ti chuan he kandam chung hi chatua na tan kanin buat se thiam ma turin pathian ne na lalpa dam chung hun chier dan eng tia nun tur nge ithin in ithin rim na hen kan hun kan mang zo thin sia nun dan dam chung ni chier dan min zir ti ro ti hi mo se hian he bung sang pum puya hian in e athuken he tong tai na athil tum ber chu ni veni hian eng tin nge ke ni hi kan tong tai chin ka relo and Psalms 90 verses 1 and 2 we find the words God is our dwelling place. It says, Lord, in all generations, you have been our home. In other words, you have been our dwelling place. Normally, homes mean in the Bible, it is a refuge, a shelter, a protection. And needless to say that during the wilderness years on the way to Canaan, the people of Israel, the Israelite live in a constant need of refuge and shelter and protections. And in all those years, if we look at carefully, more than their tents that they stayed and their armies, Israel had God as their dwelling place, as their refuge, as their protections. So Moses understood that God's help, God's provisions, in other words, in those days they would rather call Yahweh's help, Yahweh's provisions for his people did not just begin with the exodus from Egypt. It was long rather before their pilgrims beginning under their patriarch from the ancestor, from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God had been their dwelling place, their refuge, amidst of their disobedience to God over and over again. And in other words, every time people exposed to a constant danger and wandering in their life, God was a place where his people to hide from dangers, harms, and enemies. They were only finding refuge in internal God. For example, if we look at Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 to 23, clearly, obviously, we see how God had been faithful to his people. God appeared the people of Israelite on the journey towards Canaan in the wilderness. They were wondering. They had really no idea what to do and where to stay in search of a safety place. But in the meantime, we see that God appeared to them with a thick cloud and fire at night. In other words, God used the cloud to tell the Israelites when to move and where to set it up, their tents and their camp again. As long as the cloud covered the tents, they stay there for days, weeks, a month, even a year. In other words, they always follow the cloud. As the cloud moved, so did the Israelite. When the clouds stopped and then they camped and stayed there and then, whether it was one day, a few days, a month or years. My point is that as long as the Israelite followed the cloud, the sign, the fire, they were safe. But the moment they went astray from the Lord's command, the moment they doubted God's plan leading through all the way by Moses, people faced difficulty. They murmured, they insulted, they complained over and over again. Bungkhat achang khatang chang ni kanen chuan pathian chu kanin hum him na ani zia kan hua Moses Israel fate he Bible he sam hi engti khun lai zia nge ti kanen chuan thalera pathian in Moses le arona te mangin sal ai kupta slatan ak pathian chuan in achan chuaka an out thom a ria an mi te out thom le chap thom a riat awang mosia mangin ruai chuaka veilain kan soi seng lo thil mak tam tak mosia mangin pathianin ami Israel te ruai chuana po kan mu tui pi sen fon lup lup kara po pathianin a ruai chuaka tram ei tur an nei loin pathian ei tur a pe a tiang chuan in tur an nei lo pan pathianin in tur a pe a chutiang a ruai laia mosia hian kum somli te miu mai a nam pui he khovela nam to khir ber nam lulul ber a anchir Israel fa te hian pathian thil ti theina voi engma za an munua po an hel cham chi ani Bible a kan mu chutiang kara chon mosia hian mi hring nun hi a re chiang le tuka mi tam tak an thia
anna a achan a pathian poi an khoiwangin mitam takin kanan ram pathian ina tha tu te ne na atiam to kha an thim zo lo ni kha bible a kan en chuan pathian lung oi lowa kum som ni achin chunglam reng reng kha pathian in aswat fai ve ka Joshua le Kaleba ti lo chu engwang e ti chuan chutiang khopa lu lu chu a fuena kong het mi ring nun himausia hian a re chiang in a re fia le tuka amo phurna hi ari em em ma million khat chuang mi ring kha thalera an thruai te nek maya an jin kong hi a bum bo em em mai ni chu mi hun laia mausia ne ring nun pathian hne na a mu dan a siak mai ni lawa pathian hne na a tong chai na an hi mausia tong chai na an hi a chu wangin chutiang huna po chuan pathian rin om zia le ami te a hruai dan mak tak mai hi he sam som kwana chang khada rang chang hi a hian kan mu thai ani and besides that even in psalms 23 verse 6 I love this verse and it's a beautiful that I used to by heart when I was just a teenager David's King David praises the Lord, saying that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the house of the Lord, God is our refuge. He is faithful. Even though we're not worthy to be called His children, even though we tend to disobey and do things our own way against the Lord, He has been so faithful to us. He has been so kind to us. And from verses 3 to 12, we see that in verse 3, Psalms 90, verse 3, we see the word, you turn man to destructions. You turn man to destructions. Psalms 90 is perhaps more than any other Psalms, brings our mortality in the front and center. We know that Moses led over a million people out of Egypt. He was a witness people seeing sick and dies. And moreover, Moses has seen the judgment of God turning man to destructions. He saw it with his eyes and witnessed with how wicked Egyptians, soldiers, and disobedient Israel were destroyed with God's anger. We see number 14, 26, 30. We see that the people insulted God. The people doubted God's plan. The people rebelled God, Moses and God. They murmured. So they were sins against God. And God said, you will get what you wanted. And you, your body, your dead body will cover the ground. So here we... when God says in our life, return, people return. We are not really in charge of our life. James 4 verses 14, we see that, yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. And 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24, it also says that all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And verse 10, it says, the years of our life is 70, or by reason of sin is 80. Yet their span is but 12 and trouble. They are sown, gone, and will fly away. In this prayer, the only psalm written by Moses, we can feel and we can see clearly that along the stepway of our life, as long as we live in on this earth, we walk through the sobering. Sometimes we discouraged. Sometimes we feel downhearted. And sometimes we gone through the painful and reflections on Moses, on human frailty and mortality so that we may gain wisdoms. And verse 11, we can also see that the effect of sins, God being angry with the sins, we can think of the seriousness of sin that God did to Eve and Adam and Moses and his people. And verse 11, it compares the deep wrath of God, the deep wrath of God with the fear of God. In other words, the fear that God deserves matches the wrath of God. Proverbs 1, chapter 1, verse 7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdoms. And here, verse 13 and verse 3 and verse 13, we compare. We see Moses pleads with God, saying that, Lord, how long you do with your promise? Returned. When the Israelites rebelled with a golden calf, God was angry and furious about his people. And God told to Moses, you lead them. I'm not going with you anymore. From this journey, I'm not going to be with you anymore. You lead your own. But Moses said, Lord, returned. We need you. You need you to pity with us and forgive us our sins. And from verses Psalms 19, from verses 13 to 17, we also see that Moses prayed to satisfy. Moses said, God, to satisfy us in the morning. So this world we live in, friends, is suffering and still under the same curse. Even if we know Jesus, even if we have been born again, we are still dying at the age of 70 or 80 or plus. So the more in our life, the more we try to hang on and cling to our life, the more we realize that it's beyond our grasp. We can do nothing much, but we can do nothing to slow it down. The years are flying away, and we can do nothing about it. So to make the best use of our life, we must never forget two truths, two things. Number one is, compared to eternity, our life on earth is so brief. And the second is, this earth is only a temporary residence for us. We won't be here for long. So don't get too attached. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, it says, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. May God bless all of us through this message.